Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. And our topic today is the power to overcome. In life, we all go through different states. Sometimes they're unpleasant, and we have to overcome them. So today, we'd like to talk about the concept of overcoming and understand what is this power that we're so needy of in life. Yael, please. Yeah. All through life, we have the need to overcome different things, crises in the family life, in your personal life, different desires, anger. And we see that it begins from birth. A baby that's born into this world actually has to overcome the forces of pressure and come out, and also the mother has to overcome and push the baby so it can come into this world. And we see that it continues throughout the process of the baby's development, that the baby has to overcome both emotional and physical difficulties, starts crawling, starts walking. And in order to do that, you have to overcome many difficulties. And then all through life, you go to kindergarten, you go to school, family life, work. We see that actually our entire life consists of this process of difficulty and overcoming it. We see that it's a pattern that's embedded in life. And we'd like to ask, how does this help us in life? This reoccurring pattern of hardship or difficulty and overcoming it. Yeah, undoubtedly, our life is a chain of overcomings, so to speak. And when a person runs out of the power to overcome, a person passes away. Our entire life is about overcoming. Well, we can't say what goes on inside the womb, but the state of being born, it is already the first overcoming where a person has to start breathing. He has to expand his breathing organs, and this is actually the very first action of breathing, of the contraction and expansion of the lungs. So from here we can see that in these actions, in these pulses, is our entire life, also metabolism, meaning both subconsciously, in those states where nature forces us, that it happens instinctively, naturally, and also in each and every state, which comes of a person's own free choice, that I have to activate my desire, and if I don't have the desire, I have to get it, because I have no choice, I have to survive, this is life, and so on. If I want to live, I have to overcome myself each and every time, more and more, because our nature is the ego, which is drawn only to rest. Rest, it's not that it's necessarily to lay down and not move, but rest, it means to do what I want. And to do what I want isn't difficult for me. I don't waste emotional, mental energy on it. Maybe I spend plenty of calories on it. A child, he's running from wall to wall in his room, and for him, that's considered rest. We tell him, rest a bit. He doesn't understand. What does it mean to rest? I'm resting. I'm jumping up and down. I'm running. So we understand that you can't measure overcoming according to the state we see a person in. If a person overcomes his desire and does something against his will, that means to overcome. Now, because we are the will to enjoy, our nature, our substance is egoistic. We are constantly drawn to pleasure. So I run if I get pleasure out of it. I lay down, I rest if it gives me pleasure. It depends what. But the thing is about getting pleasure. So this is the question. What do I do if I have to do something against my desire? I have to get up in the morning and go to work. Work really hard. Carry things from here to there in order to make money, to bring it home, to feed myself and the family, and so on. Of course, this isn't something that I want to do. And so how does a person overcome that? So people overcome for, let's say, a few different reasons. Society compels me to. My parents, they force me to go to school and so on. Society necessitates me. Have a family, go study, go do something, and so on and so forth. So the big desire that they're exerting on me is stronger than my small desire, and so I surrender. Or I myself entered a special society. Suppose my friends started doing sports. I never liked it, never wanted it, but because they're my friends, I look at them. I envy. I look at it. I'm impressed by it. They also pass their desire on to me. And then, instead of sitting next to the computer, I start doing sports with them. Meaning, I can get a deficiency, a desire from the environment. And then I exchange my desire, the desire I had, for a bigger desire that I've also acquired from the environment, from my friends or from someone. And then I'll be able to force myself to do something, do different things that previously I didn't think that I need and that I will ever be engaged in. So you're saying that overcoming comes as a result of the conflict between desires. Yeah. Someone tells me, if you don't do this, I'll beat you up. So, my desire not to get beaten up is greater than my desire to rest. And so I go and do it. Meaning, I always act out of the desire. But this desire which is now compelling me, is it mine or is it someone else's desire? If I already have that desire, then I do it gladly. I don't have to overcome. And if I see that this desire isn't mine, which is called suppression, that I'm being forced to do something, then I do it. It's also out of my own desire eventually, because someone suppresses me and I do the math that if I don't do it, I don't know, I'll get beaten up or I won't have money to buy food or something else. But this is the desire of others, that this is how it forces me to act, and then I do whatever I do, not out of my own free will, not happily. So overcoming doesn't exist in the act itself, because then I'm already doing whatever I'm doing out of my own desire. Either it became my own desire, or it's a desire that's forcing me, compelling me now. But to overcome, it means that I, myself, go and acquire a good desire that can benefit me. And then I acquire it from the environment. Or I remember my parents, they wanted me to become a musician. My father, he used to take me all the time to watch films about musicians. And I saw all the movies about their entire life. They all died eventually. Terrible tragedies. This is the only thing that I remember from those movies. And they wanted me to be impressed with the musicians and how the entire auditorium stands up and applauds. And how good it is to be that way. And I was looking at the second part of the movie, how they're about to die. This is the impression I got from it. Because as a child, you know, I was 6, 7, maybe even younger. So they wanted to give me this desire for me to absorb it, to take an example from it. But I didn't. And therefore, I really suffered studying music. I didn't want to. So what I want to say is that overcoming is something that a person does because he knows that he has no choice, and he overcomes and he acquires a new desire. And then when he realizes it, it's easy for him. Meaning what happens here is that he gets the importance for something that he didn't have before. Suppose I'm fat. So I join some group that wants to lose weight. And then I come there. Everyone's like me, maybe even fatter. So I'm calm. There are people fatter than me, and they start talking about how bad it is to be fat, that it's bad for your health, people make fun of you, it's hard to move, and so on and so forth. When I hear that, I get a desire to lose weight from them, and it's very strong. I see how it influences people. I see when I look at them from the side how they start keeping a diet, and what they wanted to eat previously, suddenly they don't want to eat it. They lose the taste for things that they really loved before. And this is how people change. Meaning, it's not that you have to overcome the action, but you have to acquire the importance for a certain matter. That previously it wasn't important for me, and so I didn't do anything willingly towards it. Now, I overcame. I acquired the importance, the desire for a certain matter, and so I perform different actions in order to achieve it, but it's effortless to the extent of the importance which I have acquired. Meaning that if something will be important for me, I'll be able to overcome. It'll no longer be overcoming. This is what I want to say. That overcoming doesn't have to do with the action itself, meaning not to eat lunch. So previously, from 9 a.m., I was waiting for lunch, right? Now, I'm not waiting for it. I'm not waiting for it. I'm not even thinking about it. Meaning, the overcoming was about buying, acquiring the importance of, suppose, not thinking about food. So this is what you overcome, and not the eating itself. Okay, let's take a diet, for example. I agree that after some time, I will no longer feel the desire for a certain food, and it'll become normal for me. No, this isn't the kind of overcoming that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about habits. What I'm talking about is that you have to acquire the importance of being thin. It has to be so important that the importance completely suppresses the appetite. There are ups and downs, but sometimes there are things that I feel this inner struggle, and I'm talking to myself, should I or shouldn't I eat it? Now, I really feel this inner crave for sweets. I love sweets. I have this inner yearning to eat sweets. It's not healthy, that's for sure. And I have to all the time make this effort. Now, this isn't something that only applies to diets. Suppose when you go shopping, I'm telling you as a woman, if I see a beautiful dress, and it's really calling out to me, come and take me. Now, I can't buy everything that I want. I have to prioritize. So I do feel that inside of me, there's this inner struggle and the need to overcome something. And it's not as easy as you describe it. I'm not saying that it happens from one moment to the next, but what I'm saying is that if I wanted something, a certain thing, and I was thinking about it all the time, if now I'm thinking about its opposite, and that becomes more important, suppose that being thin is more important than eating and being fat, and I can't be thin if I eat, then if that's more important than this, then the importance, my desire, is directed at this importance instead of that. And then it's almost effortless, almost because there's habit and temptation, but it diverts my attention so much that I forget about the food. I stop taking it into consideration. Meaning, I don't have to all the time overcome the food. The overcoming is about constantly raising the importance of being thin. This is what I want to say. You're saying that the overcoming is related to my effort, to my struggle with the food. I'm saying that's incorrect. The overcoming is constantly about acquiring the importance of being thin. And here I have to all the time fill myself with, this is important, look how important it is, that person's thin, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. And it reaches a state where I walk by different restaurants, bakeries, and I smell the food. It doesn't interest me, because my desire is not directed at that. My desire is directed at being thin. This is how I want to see myself. Meaning, changing the vector, the goal, diverting my attention from being this way to being that way, from eating to being thin. This is what the overcoming is about. So why is life built in such a way for us to learn from life? How can we direct our desire? Direct our desire. And that starts from birth? Of course. To direct our desire, what's important for me in life? I have 24 hours. What's important for me to achieve during these 24 hours? How can I fulfill them with the most beneficial things? So I have to think about the goal, maybe the purpose of life, the 24 hours as a part of life. What is the goal that I want to achieve? What is worthwhile living for? What should I or shouldn't I fill my day with? And so on and so forth. And then, when I scrutinize the importance of a certain state for myself, now I have to work on the importance. Here I have to overcome to make it important and to constantly work at it and to scrutinize this more precisely. Suppose I want to become a great musician. So, I have to correctly arrange myself and to listen to this or that kind of music. In short, everything that has to do with that profession, to scrutinize it more and more. And to build such a desire, such a yearning for that thing inside myself, suppose becoming a famous musician, so it will fill up my entire life, so I'll think only about that. What food, what clothes, what rest, theater, having fun. No, I don't want these things, I want that. Why is that important? Because I built this importance myself. Artificially, I built an importance for it. And that means to overcome that I've built within me a desire, a yearning, a lust and craving for something which previously wasn't important for me. And then it's effortless for me to yearn for it all the time, to work with it. To rehearse, to make efforts, and so on. You know, a person has to exercise for 10 hours a day and make efforts. Now, also regarding education, family life, work, advancing in whatever, in keeping whatever, in organizing your life. In each and everything, we have to check. If we want to achieve something, it's not that I'll do it forcefully and I don't want it and so on. No. I want for my life to be comfortable, good, to have a good life. Yeah, undoubtedly. Then I have to build inside myself a deficiency for that thing that I have to perform. So, overcoming is to turn something which is necessary that I have to do into something that I want to do. And then it won't be that hard to do. So turning something that's necessary into something that you want, and I can do that with my entire life, and turn them into an adventure, into freedom. You said that our life consists of different difficulties, different states that we have to overcome in order to direct our desire. Why is it so important for me to direct my desire? So I won't have to do it because I'm forced to do it, because I'm forced to go to work and do different things there and so on. And I do it as someone who can barely move and I barely overcome time and time again. No, I made this thing desirable for me by overcoming its importance, that now it's important. Why weren't things created important to begin with? Why the hardship? I already told you, in order for a person to truly scrutinize what's important in life and make the most important thing in life as the desired, preferable goal. Meaning that I have to scrutinize, what am I living for? What is my entire life meant for? And what do I have to fill my life with each and every day in order to attain that thing? What do I want at the end of life? Be Napoleon. No, didn't turn out well for him. I don't know, something, things ended up not that good for all of them. But something great, suppose. So now, I have to make this thing as a statute before me, as something that I really, really want, that I'm all the time working on that. I came closer to it. I understood what I have to do in order to attain that. Maybe I have to add something. I'm working at it all the time. And then whatever I do in this direction comes effortlessly. It's like a baby running around in his room. Doesn't feel fatigue or that it's work or anything. Does it matter what the goal is? No, only the importance of the goal. Now, when we're talking about important things, we see, like, with people that want to lose weight and so on, I have to go into a society that will help me build the importance for something that I don't have. importance. Meaning I overcome something that is not important and make it important with the help of the environment. Meaning the environment becomes the cause which changes the importance. If I'm in such an environment that gives me importance for something, I'm only included with that environment, I talk to them, I'm impressed by them, I do what they do, I listen to what they talk about, I get the importance from them, and then it's really easy for me to all the time work at attaining that goal. Meaning, when I choose a goal, I'm actually not choosing the goal itself. After I've chosen the goal, I have to choose the environment that will help me acquire the importance for that goal. And then I have fun advancing towards it. So you're saying that if you want to go on a diet, find a group of people that really appreciate health and being thin and so on, and then it's going to actually be easier for you to make the switch, to make the change from being forced to do something to wanting to cooperate with this new state, and then I don't actually have to overcome anything, right? The only thing that I'll have to overcome is going into that new place, environment, and they'll do the work for me. That's the trick. They will give me the importance for that goal of being thin, and it won't be then hard for me to keep myself, meaning I won't have to overcome a bit more food, a bit less food. This isn't what I'll have to overcome. What I'll have to overcome is only to connect with that environment and to acquire the importance for them, to intermingle with them. This is what I'll have to overcome. You're presenting a new approach here. No, I'm explaining things that you're using one way or another, only you don't understand how it works. No, all the groups use it. Suppose weight-watching groups or sports or something. Put a person in that environment, and it'll give him the importance for something that it's doing. And then he'll become included of them, and then he'll start doing it willingly. And then he won't have to overcome anything. He does it willingly. What do we do at our workplace? I, as the boss, when I see that my workers are being kind of lazy, what do? I have to invite certain people or to think myself about how to raise the importance for them, give them motivation. Because if they'll have motivation, they'll feel importance towards what they're doing, they'll have the strength. And if they won't have the motivation, nothing's going to help. If they won't have importance for that thing, I'll have to constantly watch over them with a stick. So they'll see that, better not get beaten up, so I'll do the work. So again, what are we overcoming then? Not to get beaten. Meaning, we're not working on overcoming something that we have to do, but we're always overcoming to acquire the importance for a certain matter. And that's how it is with everything and each and every moment in life. So what is that effort that we feel in life that we as if have to overcome? You're saying that there's no such thing. Because we're not choosing the goal. And we're not choosing the means of how to achieve that goal. And therefore, we're in despair. We don't have the strength. We're lazy. Were we to scrutinize for ourselves what is the goal and where do I acquire the importance for the goal in order to want it, run for it, then I wouldn't have to overcome anything. I wouldn't have to work against my desire. I would have had plenty of energy. No problem. It's kind of absurd. I'm selling you a startup here. It's an amazing startup. From a very young age, from when a person's born, you start training his desire for that person to choose a goal and to be directed at a certain goal in order to make life easy. But it doesn't happen because we don't know how to educate ourselves or our children. So what is education about? Education is about scrutinizing the goal, the purpose of life, and how do we acquire a strong desire for it with the help of the environment. And then life becomes a vacation. You really enjoy yourself all through life. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.